I did have one guy that we do business with.
Yeah.
He sent me an email and it went to my spam folder.
You might want to put him in the, hey, make sure this always goes to my inbox folder.
I don't know what that folder is, though.
You have that option.
I do?
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Always save. You have that option.
He sent me an email Monday. I just saw it today. So.
I don't get it. You are one of the most technologically savvy people. Every time there's a new anything, you have it first. Mm-hmm. You've always been that way. You're an audio guy. You're always getting new equipment so you can cut audio and do something special with it. Every time we have a video now, it has this like thing that you've created to start it. Yet every once in a while, you sound like my grandpa. Like there's certain things that you don't seem to understand. Simple things in email that you're like, do that. What's up with that?
Because I don't care to do that. I mean, the one guy who... This is the only email that ever went to my spam that meant anything. Mm-hmm. Everything else doesn't go to the spam. It's just porn and make my dick bigger emails. That's the only thing that goes to spam.
But when I suggest, why don't you make sure that his email goes in the, make sure this goes in my inbox.
I don't know how to do that.
That's what I'm saying. How do you not know how to do that? You can literally take an entire show, edit it, cut it, add all kinds of effects to it. You have... Right. A million pieces of equipment in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you can't figure out something simple like Gmail?
It's not Gmail, though. It's the stupid GoDaddy email that works only half the time anyway. So it's not like a fancy email.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you went to spam. I found it. I check my spam maybe once a week. So,
okay.
But it wasn't something that he needed a response to. It was
thank goodness. Otherwise, you know, he would have been SOL.
Right. He, you know, I sent him that email Sunday and said, here's the demo for that station. And he just sent back and said, thank you. Sent it.
Okay.
Went right to spam.
Okay. Well, just make sure he's in the important email folder guy thing, because if he sends you something else that says, hey, by the way, we're about to pay you a ton of money. Where do I send the check to? You don't want that in your spam.
I'll see it on Thursday.
Okay.
I'll get it. It's not like it disappears. It just goes into a folder I never check unless I'm really bored. And I'm clicking away on my website and going click, 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 click. Oh, check spam.
Right.
Oh, look, there's a dick bigger pill I could buy.
Click. That's usually what's there, yeah.
Right. So
it's so funny what goes into spam. Like you get the porn and the dick bigger thing. I get two things. I get summer gadgets and here's how to stop aging.
Because that's what you're looking up nonstop.
So you're looking up dick bigger things and
no,
porn?
No, I just, no. Well, let's see what's on here. Okay. Carolina Hemp Company is on there.
Okay.
A bunch of them.
Okay, weird.
Twitter, for some reason, goes to spam.
Just turn off your Twitter alerts. You don't need to know what people are tweeting.
Oh, look, Donald Trump sent me an email and it went to spam.
Oh, thank God. Finally, because he used to get right into your inbox and ask you for $5. Remember?
Well, he's asking for money again.
How much? $5 again?
If you give him $5, then he turns that into $5,000. So I don't know how this works, but right now he wants input on some key issues.
Okay.
He
from
says,
you.
From me, yeah. Do you agree President Trump built the strongest economy the world has ever seen?
I have a question for you. Why does that matter now? Like, what, whether you, first of all,
you're
who
not
cares
answering.
What you,
I, does,
who,
yes
who cares
no?
what you think? I don't understand. Why does he care what you think?
What do I answer?
Well, do you think he built the strongest economy the world has ever seen?
Sure. Why not? Yes.
The world has ever seen. There's no stronger economy ever in the whole wide world in history. No? Okay.
Okay. Here you go. Which do you identify as? American or a Democrat?
Is that one of your spams?
This is once I say yes. He had the strongest economy in the world has ever known. Then it takes me to another poll which is asking me, which do I identify as? My choices are American or Democrat.
Okay, so that's a loaded question. Are they implying that American means Republican?
Yeah, I don't know.
And that Democrat is like some sort of evildoer?
A non-American.
Or are they asking you, do you feel stronger about I'm an American, so you're going to vote for American things, or are you a Democrat, so you'll always go with the Democrats, even if it goes against what you really feel
as
should
an
be
American.
The answer? You know what I mean? Like as an American. Yeah.
Okay, I'm picking American. Which age category? I'm 18 to 25.
Okay, definitely.
What are your views on President Trump?
Are there choices? You got to fill it out.
Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
You should do strongly disapprove because then it won't make sense to everything else and it'll be funnier.
Okay. What are your views on Joe Biden? Strongly, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. I'm going to say strongly approve.
Okay, strongly approve there.
All right. So that should really piss him off.
Yeah, that'll
and I'm an American, by the way.
Right.
Between the ages of 18 and 25.
Who thinks President Trump had the strongest economy ever in the history ever?
Me. How close do you think your views are to other voters in your community? Very close?
Somewhat? Not at all.
Not close, or I have no opinion?
Not close.
Okay. From what media source do you receive your news? And it's got Facebook, text messages.
Us Weekly, one of them?
No, NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox News, Newsmax.
What are you going to choose?
Radio. I'm going to pick radio.
Oh, you got to pick radio. Yeah, come on. Represent.
What do you think is the most important issue facing the country right now?
What are your choices?
Immigration?
No.
The coronavirus?
Yes.
The economy?
No.
Rebuilding our military?
No.
Taking care of our veterans?
No.
National security?
I mean, all that stuff is important, but it's not more important than coronavirus, because if we all die of corona, none of that stuff is going to matter.
Healthcare or protecting the Second Amendment?
You should be protecting the Second Amendment.
Okay, yeah, I'm only going to pick that.
Only pick that. Fuck the economy. Screw immigration. I could care less about coronavirus, but my cold, dead hands. Don't take my guns.
How would you rate the state of the nation right now? Terrible, horrible, or very bad?
Are you serious? Those are your only choices?
Or all the above. So you have four choices. You have terrible, horrible, very bad, or all the above.
Choose all of the above.
All the above. How do you rate Joe Biden's presidency so far? Terrible, horrible, very bad, or all of the above?
All of the above.
All of the above. How would you rate Joe Biden's handling of the crisis at the southern border? All the above.
All of the above.
Yeah, terrible, horrible, very bad.
And it's hilarious because you just said you loved him and you supported him, and now you're like, he's terrible. This is great. It's perfect.
Do you agree that Joe Biden caused the crisis at our southern border? Yes or no?
I think that's been going on way longer than even Trump was a baby. I think this is the kind of thing that's been going on for hundreds of years.
No, it's Joe's fault.
Okay. My boyfriend Joe, because that'd be awesome.
Let's
blame him.
Do you agree we must save the wall? Yes or no?
The Wailing Wall in Jerusalem? Yes.
Okay, you agree? Yeah, just the wall. Pink Floyd?
You know what? This generation of kids is not very familiar with The Wall, so I think it's very important.
It was a great album.
Great album. Hey, You. Oh, there's some good songs on there.
Yeah, we should save The Wall. Do you agree that Joe Biden and Democrats should prioritize American citizens over illegal aliens?
Well, of course.
Okay, yes. Okay, so you agree with that? Do you agree President Trump is responsible?
But it's not an either or. Okay, fine.
Do you agree Trump was responsible for the swift and successful development of the COVID-19 vaccine?
Okay, so here's what's interesting about that. I've been saying for a while that all these Trump supporters that refuse to get vaccinated, Trump got vaccinated and he took credit for us having a vaccine. So go ahead and click yes on that.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
He did it. Once again, they ask you again, do you agree President Trump built the strongest economy the world has ever seen? What did I say before? Did I say yes? Okay.
Say no this
say
time.
Say no this time. All right, we're almost
is
done.
Is the next question, do you sometimes feel like you have deja vu?
Yes, no, somewhat terrible. Do you agree we must do everything to stop the left from raising your taxes?
Trump already raised our taxes, so are they going to raise it further?
Okay, yes.
Okay, fine. Yes, then.
Do you agree we must stop the left from turning America into a big government nation?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. But I think it sounds good.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, let's stop them.
Is it like Rhythm Nation? Because I love being part of the Rhythm Nation.
Who did you vote for in the 2020 election? Should I lie here?
Say Bugs Bunny. Can you do a write-in?
No, it's just Biden or Trump.
But what if you voted for another candidate?
Hillary.
No, but she wasn't an option. What if you voted for the Libertarian candidate or the Independent candidate?
No, it doesn't give you that. So you have to pick one. I'm going to say Biden.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready to save America? Yes or no?
Of course you are. Always.
Okay, yes. And the last one, you ready? Do you think President Trump should run again in 2024? Hell yes.
Hell yeah. It was great radio. It was good. No, don't say. Oh, you're going to say yes, aren't you? I mean, it's funny because like I want to say yes because it was such a comedy routine. But then I remembered that he destroyed the country and he, you know, and basically let COVID in because he didn't take it seriously. So, right. No.
It's asking for me to put my name, my first name and last name. So I put Cooper Lawrence. But,
no, don't. You didn't, did you?
But I didn't.
Don't put my name on that.
I didn't put Cooper. I put Copper.
Oh. Okay. Do me a favor. Change the last name. I don't want to be associated with this.
Hey.
Because I don't want to start getting emails from this. I don't want to be part of the crazy.
Bad.
I try and stay away from politics.
I'm going to call your last name Joe. So you're okay. Copper Joe.
Copper Joe. That's
right.
Good.
And can I give him your real phone number?
No.
I'm making up a number. All right. So I
just go 555-1212.
No,
that's always the television number.
Okay. I put email. I put I am a shithead at AOL.com.
Perfect.
Okay. Submit. Here we go. It's response recorded. Now he wants us to give him money. So you want to give him $50, $100, $250, $5,000, $2,500. $5,000 or other.
Okay, last time he only wanted $5.
No, he's
greedy now.
And the $250 is moving. Like we want you to give $250.
He's broke now.
Yeah. So at least they know.
But if you click one of those, you're committed to it, and they're going to come after you until you give them the money.
Okay, I got to click out. But
say other.
Copper Joe is not nice.
No, Copper Joe's not. Say other and put like negative $5,000.
That like he has to give me money.
Yeah, like they owe you $5,000.
So that was interesting. So there we go. We changed America.
And you know what? And I learned a lesson. Always check your spam.
Because Trump could be in there. And he was. So yeah, he went to my spam and he went to my regular email because I got two emails from him this week.